This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days so that the law enacted in 2023 for providing 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies can be implemented from 2029. Addressing an election rally at Tiruvalla in Kerala, Mr. Modi said, "The government has extended the budget session and it will meet again for 3 days, April 16, 17 and 18.
जो कानून हमने पारित किया है 33% महिलाओं के लिए 2029 में लोकसभा के चुनाव से इसका लाभ मिलना शुरू हो जाए 33% बहनें पार्लियामेंट में आकर के बैठे इसके लिए कानून बनाने की जरूरत है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurdwar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's rally, state BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Shamik Bhattacharya appealed the residents of Cooch Behar to make the Prime Minister's public meeting a grand success. A total of 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran amid the ongoing West Asia conflict arrived safely in Chennai yesterday evening after being evacuated through Armenia. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the fishermen were brought back as part of India's continued efforts to ensure the safety of its nationals in the conflict-affected region. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, expressed gratitude to the Armenian government for facilitating the evacuation and thanked his counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan for enabling the safe transit of Indian nationals from Iran to India amid the conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has a mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. The U.S. president has been repeatedly threatening to bomb Iran's energy sites while also seeking a diplomatic arrangement to end the war. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has said that several Iranian military leaders have been killed in a massive strike in Tehran. Sharing a video of U.S. military strike in Tehran, Mr. Trump said in a social media post that many of Iran's military leaders who have led them poorly and unwisely have been eliminated in a massive strike in Tehran. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. The event marks the culmination of the Holy Week of prayers, penitence and the recalling of the final phase of Jesus Christ's life. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in the second match of the day at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. In the World Archery Para Series, teenage quadruple amputee archer Payal Nag defeated world number one Sheetal Devi to win gold in the compound women's final in Bangkok. The 18-year-old secured a 139-136 victory in the compound women's final as India signed off with 16 medals including 7 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. The higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir witnessed fresh snowfall as a spell of wet weather gripped North India, bringing rainfall to parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan. Rains and hailstorms have continued to lash the northern states intermittently this week, with wheat crop growers in Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan staring at major losses due to crop damage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.